Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're listening to Eric Herb Live. Go to redcircle.com/Eric Herb Live. That's redcircle.com/Eric Herb Live. Like, share, subscribe. If you like the podcast, folks, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Thanks for tuning in. Here's what the headline reads in care of naturalnews.com. Very interesting article here, folks. Very disturbing, but very interesting. The article reads as follows, dated July 10th, 2022, that's yesterday. NATO takes in two new members to deal with Turkey as alliance continues posturing for the launch of World War III. And you know this is coming, folks. You absolutely, positively have to know this is coming. If you don't know that there will be a World War III, all I can tell you, folks, is you're probably smoking crack and you're not in touch with reality. That's all I got to say. You're not in touch with reality. You're smoking crack. I don't know what to say. You know, it's going to be here in the United States. It's going to disrupt the United States. It's going to be devastating. And to weaken us, we have the ultimate, if you will, occupant in the White House, and that's Joe Biden. Joe Biden was put in the White House for just this purpose. This purpose is to go through the global reset, and going through the global reset, what will happen is that all countries will now have to reset their currency, their dollar, their way of doing business. They'll have a one world currency. And this goes back to the book of Revelation as well, the mark of the beast, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There'll be famines, plagues, and not to mention nuclear war. So, I mean, this stuff is coming. If you can't see it, I don't know what to tell you. I'll pray for you. That's all I got to say. So again, this article is dated Sunday, the 10th, 2022, and the headline reads, NATO takes in two members in deal with Turkey as alliance continues posturing for World War III. If the truth be told, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and yes, yes, that stands for NATO, folks, that's right, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, the alliance should have been disbanded in the early 80s after Russia-led Warsaw Pact dissolved the following collapse of the Soviet Union. But it didn't, because there really isn't a security alliance as much as the globalist entity hell-bent on spreading Western-style imperialism to every part of the globe. Russia has become a shell for its former self and completely incapable of making large-scale war in the decade that followed the USSR's collapse in 1991. Well, we know that. Russia wasn't worth a crap back then. If the objective was to keep NATO alive, true visionaries would have seen that bringing Russia into the fold as the future against the then rising China was on the right move, okay? But no, instead, the successive U.S. administrations further alienated the Russians to the point whereby nationalist Vladimir Putin was elected to reinvigorate his country once again and to make it a major player on the world stage. Inevitably, Russia would have opposed the power faction against it, NATO. So again, in years, NATO has been angling for a way to bring Russia into the conflict so that it could finally be destroyed and then managed by a victorious NATO. That effort received substantial boost when Russia invaded Ukraine, and the attack was seen as a reason to further to expand the alliance and finally bring in Sweden and Finland, which happened to be last week thanks to the U.S. agreeing to provide 40 modern upgraded F-16 fighters to Turkey, to Ankara, initially opposed bringing in the two countries. So in other words, what they did is they gave them 40 F-16s. F-16s are real good fighters here in the United States. So they gave them to Turkey. So in order to bring in Sweden and Finland, so they cut a deal. That's exactly what the U.S. did. Cut a deal, got Turkey's vote because Turkey is one of the main members of NATO, one of the seven members. And so they said, okay, all right, yeah, fine. Give us this, give us that. Okay, they did the deal. This is how these people are, folks. They always cut backroom shady-ass deals, and that's what it is, shady-ass deals. And what happens is with these shady-ass deals, this is how they move forward. It's nothing worse than sitting in a back room and stuff like that, doors closed. The people of the United States don't know what's going on, the poor people, and this is how it goes. It's just, it's a shady, shady, shady-ass crap. And now Finland and Sweden are part of NATO, which is fine. I don't have a problem with either country. I like both countries as well. But again, bringing those countries into NATO, and a lot of people don't understand the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. When one country of NATO gets attacked, this is what I'm going to say, then NATO is complied to and obligated, I should say, to respond. So if Russia goes, and let's say Ukraine has not been voted in, that they won't be voted in. But if Russia attacks Ukraine, which they already did, if you
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores led by Walmart and Target are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ukraine was a NATO member, then Russia has to deal with 30 or 40 countries that are part of NATO. Russia isn't strong enough to deal with 30 or 40 countries as part of NATO, unless, of course, China, which, of course, Vladimir Putin has been getting friendly with China a lot lately in the last year or so. Unless China would help them out, then it would be a probably pretty fair fight. But again, that's how NATO operates. So it's like one and all. So if you take on one, you got to take on all, basically. And that's how the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, that's the what they're running over there in order to bring these two countries in. And then they cut a deal. They brought them in. So now they're on the line. Should Russia ever attack Finland or Sweden, then, of course, Russia's going to pay the price because they're going to have all NATO countries down on them, and they're going to be attacked from all sides. So this is part of the globalist plan, folks. I mean, again, this is the globalist plan, is to take down Russia. They want to take down the United States first, but of course take Russia, suck them into a war so they have complete control of the world. And again, you know, Russia is the most important, significant, and direct threat to the Allies' security, a reaction to the massively deteriorated relationship with Russia since its invasion in February. And all I'm going to tell you was this. Putin knows, he's been around a long damn time. He knows that Biden is a weak-ass, pathetic leader. He's very weak. He's a weak-ass leader. And he knows that. Now, if Trump was in the White House, Putin wouldn't try that. You know why? Trump would send the fighters over there, bomb the shit out of Moscow. Trump wouldn't bat an eye. He knows Putin, however, is a weak-ass, lame-ass duck president, that he's as lame and pathetic and dementia-ridden that he can't remember his own damn name, that he won't do shit. So other than they just want to poke the bear, poke the bear, poke the bear. You don't ever poke the bear, okay, folks? That's rule number one. If you poke the bear is a grizzly bear over there in Russia, you're going to get bit. You're going to get bit hard, and it might be a fatal bite. So that's what you got to understand. Don't poke the bear. Just don't do it. And then you're fine. You have no problem. Vladimir Putin won't bother you as long as you don't poke the bear. I mean, it's just that simple. But they can't seem to figure that shit out, folks. And that's the sad part, you know. I mean, this is how it goes. You know, Reuters via France 24 reported on some latest developments. The alliance, again, that's NATO, pledged further help to Kiev and agreed on a package of support aimed at modernizing the country's defense sector. At the same time, NATO decided to significantly strengthen its own deterrence and defense. Allies have committed to deploy additional robust in-place combat-ready forces on our eastern flank to be scaled up from the existing battle groups, brigade-sized units, where, when required, underpinned by a credible available reinforcements, pre-positioned equipment, enhanced combat and control, and added. And it's like, of course, China is continuing to become even a bigger threat, having substantially increased the size of its navy and moving the military and foreign affairs posters in a similar way towards Japan in 1930, prior to the beginning of World War II. But clearly, for now, the bigger threat to the global peace is NATO's posturing against Russia. For example, folks, one of the U.S. alliance is continuing to supply lethal aid to Ukraine, one of the most corrupt governments in all of Europe, at the expense of the own weapon stockpile. If that isn't foolish enough, the alliance is moving troops and equipment into NATO members that border Russia. Imagine if the Ukraine special ops force launched an attack on any one of those forces from inside Russian territory. That would be a trigger for Article 5 in the provision, and the NATO agreement requires all members to come to the assistance of another member who falls under attack. Exactly what I just said, folks. Exactly. We certainly know that our government, as well as those who belong to NATO, are capable of staging false flag attacks. We've seen it in Syria. And then, of course, the alliance is no longer a security arrangement. It appears it's a mechanism to goad Russia into a war that would be highly profitable for the West and the military-industrial complex. And that's what you got to understand, folks. It's all about money. It's all about pathetic money and the industrial complex, the military-industrial complex that we have here in the United States. And people don't understand that. And this is where it is right here. And that's just a fact of the matter. And the globalists don't care how many millions of trillions of billions of people they kill. They don't give a fuck, folks. They don't give a fuck. All they care about is their money, and they care about depopulation, and they care about climate change and a bunch of made up pathetic things that go on in the world. They do not care. They will never care about humanity. And this is why we have to rid the world of these scumbag globalists and elites. I'm Eric Erb, and this is Eric Erb Live. Go to redcircle.com/Eric Erb Live. That's redcircle.com/Eric Erb Live. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast, folks. And again, your donations are welcome and greatly appreciated. That's it for now. Be well, be safe. But most importantly, folks, God bless you and your families. That's it. See ya.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.